Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. There are hundreds of millions of people worldwide who suffer from depression, but only about half of all Americans who need help seek it because of the shame and stigma. This week, we'll meet a man who is hoping his memoir, in graphic novel form, will help others who struggle with the disease.
In a lot of ways, depression itself is that voice of shame and stops you getting help. And it's very negative, very harmful.
That's Brent Williams. Hear his story and why he decided to use a graphic novel to tell it on this week's American Cafe. Hundreds of millions of people worldwide suffer from clinical depression, but many don't seek help because of the stigma attached to it. Brent Williams was one of those people, but he was able to emerge from depression and tells his story in a new graphic novel, Out of the Woods, A Journey Through Depression and Anxiety. I spoke to Brent in Wellington, New Zealand, and he told me his story. Your story is one of literally coming out of the woods. Just looking through the first few pages of your book, there was a dream you were having of being kind of lost in this dark forest-like environment. Tell me about that.
It's both metaphoric and real for me. I mean, it was a real part of my life. Around the city where I lived in Wellington, we have this what we call a town belt. It's like a green belt. So we're surrounded by a lot of trees and forest around the city. And I literally every day would go into the woods and hide from the world. It was just too oppressive. I wasn't coping. So, you know, I hided to sort of cope, and I went into the woods. And it was also into the woods, into the tangled jungle of my mind. So, it was a very good metaphor for me. It both represented what I did, and it was a good metaphor for describing depression.
And also, now, you did seek medical help for this problem. You went to your family doctor to find out what was wrong with you, right?
I was lying in bed one day, curled up in a little ball, crying in the middle of the day when I should have been at work. And that's, I said, oh, something is wrong. This isn't right. And I needed to get some help. So I went to my GP, but I didn't talk about the depression. And I was almost out the door, and I said, something else I'm not very happy about. And he said, come and sit down. And I started to describe what I was feeling. And that's when he said, you're suffering from depression. But it took me a long time. Even when he said that, I still didn't want to believe it. And he sent me to a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist said, you've got textbook major depression. And I still didn't believe it. I read reports and I didn't believe it. I thought I was reading a report about a client of mine, or it was somebody else. You know, the mind plays so many tricks in depression. And I was, I was not facing it, not wanting to accept it, trying to find somebody else out there who would tell me that I had something else that was a little bit more socially and personally acceptable. And I chased all sorts of alternative remedies. I chased individual symptoms that I was suffering from, neck pain, headaches, insomnia, back pain, fatigue. You know, I tried to call it everything else, chronic fatigue. People will tell you you've got adrenal fatigue. You know, there's plenty of people out there who will diagnose you. I diagnose these individual symptoms. But until you actually see somebody who knows about depression and can look at the entirety of what you're going through, and can give you a good, accurate description, and you start listening to that description or that diagnosis and start doing things which actually help people suffering from depression, you're not going to get well. You're just going to keep chasing an endless stream of symptoms and individual remedies, and the depression will just keep digging in and getting worse and worse.
Why did you choose a graphic novel to illustrate your story? I'm looking through it, and there's some very powerful drawings here. Are you also the artist of this particular novel? And if so, why did you choose this format?
I'm not the artist. I worked with a Turkish artist called Korkut Öztekin. And we worked for 3.5 years together creating the panels, the pictures for the book. I chose a graphic format for many reasons. I think the first one was that it was a really good way for me to actually understand my own depression by giving it some shape, by literally giving it a form. And by giving it a form, I could see it more clearly. I could actually have conversations with it. I could see its influence in my life. I could see how it actually had got into my mind and was making me do a whole lot of things that were really bad for me. And I think pictures really helped us. I described scenes. I described my feelings and visually. I described my thoughts visually. And I described depression and anxiety visually. And it just made it so much simpler. Words, I don't think, could have done that.
We often mention the stigma of admitting depression or admitting the need even for help, especially in our modern society. Would you encourage people who are struggling with the same things that you were struggling with to seek help, to try to find out what's going on?
Absolutely. So early help is great, and you can't deal with depression on your own. There's a lot of things you've got to do, but you need to do them with support. You need a lot of loved ones around you, family, friends, colleagues at work knowing about it and being sympathetic. And you know, with help, you can achieve a lot. Without help, depression will just get a hold and give you a whole lot of, really bad messages and drive you further down the depressed path. And it's just crazy because depression gives you all these messages that are really bad, and one of them is shame. You feel ashamed, you feel hopeless, you feel useless, you feel that your life isn't worthwhile. And when you're feeling like this, it's very easy just to slip into this. I feel very ashamed, and I don't feel I can talk to people about it. I don't feel I can seek help. And so it's, in a lot of ways, depression itself is that voice of shame and stops you getting help. It sort of feeds itself, really. And it's very negative, very harmful. And but you need to find the right sort of help. I think that's really important. And not everyone is up for helping people with depression. They're not the easiest people to help. There's a lot of anger that comes with depression. You behave in ways that aren't very socially acceptable. People have busy lives. They need to take a bit of time to actually support a person with depression. They need to have time to sit and just listen. What is it this person needs? And they often just need a lot of support, a lot of to be listened to. The motivation is lacking. It's very hard just to say to them, hey, come on, you should just do this. Say that to a depressed person can just be like saying, jump this high, and they can't even sort of get out of bed. So it's a complicated thing about help and how people can help people, and that's why I've really tried to tease out some of those difficulties in my story and what worked for me and what didn't work. And hopefully by laying it out, my own personal journey, it will be as much help to people supporting who should be or who could be supporting people with depression as sufferers themselves. But help absolutely is critical.
That's author Brent Williams. To find out more, you can check out his website, outofthewoods.co.nz. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington.